Hey, the One Recipe is on a brief hiatus, so in the meantime, we're revisiting some of our favorite episodes from the archive. Have a listen.
Hey, I'm Francis Lamb. I'm the host of The Splendid Table, and my fun fact is I knew where I was going to go in life when I had a letter to the editor of Highlights Magazine, which is a magazine for children, published when I was 7 years old. And I'm like, I am drunk with power. This has to be my life from here on out. Wait, actually, now that I think about it, maybe it wasn't Highlights. Like, I don't want people to come after me and be like, Highlights doesn't have letters to the editor, and expose me for the terrible journalist that I am. But it was something like it. A Highlights-ish magazine.
Hello, it's Jesse Sparks, and this is the One Recipe Podcast, all about that one recipe that pro chefs and great cooks turn to again and again. Alrighty, today we're hamming it up with Francis Lamb. Francis is the host of The Splendid Table, an award-winning writer, the editor-in-chief of Parks and Potter, and my pot father. Hey, Francis, thank you so much for coming on The One Recipe. So glad to have you.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my invitation of myself onto your show.
Oh, always happy to have you, but I've long been a fan of your work, of the show, of just all of the amazing cookbooks that you've helped put out into the world. So I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you.
As much as I love chit-chatting, I do want to ask you one big and crucial question. What is your one recipe?
It's almost like I knew this was coming. The premonition. Did I dream this? Truth be told, I have several, but I'm going to talk about linguine with clams. It's funny because I grew up in a Chinese home, but we would have in our pantry stacks and stacks of spaghetti or linguine. And I totally remember it was the blue box of DiCecco. And the reason why we'd have them is because whenever we had family over, whenever there was like a party, the dish we'd always make is linguine with clams. And when I was growing up, we made it different than how I do now. We would always have the cans of like already prepared Progresso white clam sauce, and we would actually stir fry garlic and ground pork. I don't know how we started this, but it's amazing. We would stir fry garlic and ground pork and then add those cans, and like so much so there was a soup. It was like ground pork and clam soup, and we would boil up a giant pot of pasta, and people would just spoon the pasta into their bowl and then ladle on the soup. And so basically we turned it into a Chinese dish. Like we turned it into, you know, a noodle soup, and it was phenomenal. And
incredible.
Yeah. And I frankly never learned how to make that. And so now I try to recreate this childhood memory of this like Chinese, Italian, American, you know, conglomeration, by actually making it closer to an Italian style. But the beauty of it is it's so loose, and I'm not Italian, so I'm not beholden to like rules. Like my Nona isn't like standing over my shoulder be like, you can't do it that way. That's 18 clams. You need 17. Like I don't have that. Right. So basically, well, I cook for three, me, my wife and my kid. So you can like adjust the ratios if you want. I'll get like 18 clams, of like the medium-sized ones, the little neck to cherry stone sort of range. So we're talking about like 2 inches wide. Mm-hmm. Soak them so you get the grit out. Scrub them clean, whatever.
Wait. So you're using fresh clams instead of the canned clams that you grew up with, right?
I use fresh clams now, but no shade on canned clams. There's actually, I think canned clams are underrated because they're in a can, so people think, you know, that's not good. But the thing with canned clams is they have cooked those clams for so long that they're like absolutely tenderized. So like I haven't used canned clams in a while, but they're perfectly lovely, and you know, they just have a different flavor. They have like a deep flavor. They don't have that fresh brininess, but mm-hmm. they're like nice and tender usually. And yeah, I have no problem with canned clams.
Okay, cool. And I'm sure that that also gives you so much more agency to kind of tailor the final dish to whatever guest you're serving, right? If you have someone that needs a little bit less salt or a little bit less X, Y, or Z, you can riff with what you have already.
Yeah, I mean, and because you bring up salt, like you have to remember that clams have a lot of salt in them.
Yes.
Almost always. You know, their juice is literally seawater. So I actually season super, super lightly. And sometimes I'll even salt my pasta a little bit less in the cooking water.
Absolutely.
And you can always add more at the end, but just knowing that, you know, the main ingredient of your sauce is a very salty one. So I try to lay off the salt a little bit in the other parts of the dish until I've tasted it and know exactly what it's going to taste like. It's not a whole huge thing. You don't have to, like, stress about it. But what I do is I get, like, a good amount of garlic, probably, like, 4 or 5 cloves. You can do more, you can do less, whatever you want. I slick the bottom of a Dutch oven with olive oil, like a decent amount of olive oil. I also like butter, but I also put butter at the end, so I start with olive oil. Throw in the garlic, start to get it aromatic. It doesn't have to get super, super toasty or whatever, because the less you toast it, the sort of fresher the garlic flavor is. In this case, I like that. And once that gets nice and hot, I throw in the clams and some white wine, maybe enough to, you know, cover, I don't know, 1/4 inch of the bottom of the pot, just enough to create steam, you know?
Yeah.
Cover it up. And I'll let that steam for, I don't know, a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes. And I do somewhat obsessively at this point take off the lid and kind of poke around and see which clams have, like, given up and opened up. And I start pulling them out 1 by 1 because I don't want overcooked clams, right?
So nothing worse.
I start to pull them out, put them into a bowl. Yeah, like, you know, they should be clams. I mean, the best clam is however you like it. But for me, I like them just cooked. So they're still soft. There's a little bit of chew, but they're, like, still really soft and, like, kind of juicy, you know, like they kind of like burst with juice when you bite them.
Totally.
And I'll start to take them out 1 by 1. And by the time they're done, your sauce is in the pot. So for about 18 clams and, I don't know, call it 1/2 cup of wine or whatever, I'll do about 8 ounces of pasta, 8 to 10 ounces of dry pasta. And that for me is a great ratio. If you want more pasta, go for it. You want less pasta, you want it saucier, totally no problem. So it's all very loose.
Absolutely.
I have the pasta cooked. I toss it with that sauce. I throw in a couple of pats of butter at the very end just to kind of grease it up a little bit. And I'm kind of done. Oh, and maybe a squeeze of lemon. And that's kind of it. I used to insist that I have to put in chopped parsley. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten lazier, so I don't have the parsley. Just don't even do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
But the beauty of it is I also realize at some point that, like, I can kind of do this kind of with whatever and still make a delicious pasta sauce. Ooh, like, yeah. I've done it with canned tuna, you know, garlic, olive oil, canned tuna, little white wine, and then finish with butter and a squeeze of lemon, and that's beautiful sauce. I can do it with fish. I can do it with scallops. I can do it with kind of whatever. The really nice thing about clams is because they produce their own juice, mm-hmm. you do get that sauciness out of them. But, I mean, just that combination of flavors is phenomenal with pasta, kind of whatever you put with it.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds incredible. And I so look forward to trying this recipe, and especially, you know, trying this recipe when it's made for 4, when I inevitably invite myself over for dinner sometime.
Come through, man.
No, it works out.
Come through.
You invite yourself onto the pod. I invite myself over for dinner.
We my house. Yeah.
It'll be great. But no, Francis, this sounds incredible. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been great to have you, and I cannot wait to try this pasta.
No, congratulations on the show, and thanks for having me.
Francis Lam is the host of The Splendid Table, an award-winning writer, and the editor-in-chief at Clarkson Potter. You can find that recipe for Francis's clam pasta on Instagram at the.one.recipe and at theonerecipe.org. This week's episode was made for you by producer Erica Romero, associate producer Ren Farrell, technical director Cameron Wiley, and digital producer James Napoli. Sally Swift is our managing producer. APM Studios executives in charge are Chandra Kavati, Alex Schaffert, and Joanne Griffith. Beth Perlman is our executive producer. The One Recipe was created by Sally Swift and Erica Romero. I'm Jesse Sparks. This is APM Studios. Go make some magic.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus, that's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are going to love. Listen to Science Versus on Spotify.